All right, we bring in now Colin McQueen, who is the football coach at Amesbury, and Amesbury off to a terrific start. Another big win over this time over Hamilton Wenham on Friday. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I want to start right there with the game over Hamilton Wenham, your second in a row scoring a lot of points and not allowing any this time. What were some highlights in the game this weekend?
Yeah, you know what? I think it was, for us, really, we started fast. And it was a Nick Martin interception on the first play from scrimmage for Hamilton after some pretty good kickoff coverage. And then we were able to punch it in a couple plays later. And when you start off like that, converted the 2 points, so we got up 8-0. You start off like that, it allows you to breathe a little bit easier, especially once, you know, Hamilton, one of them, they dug their heels in, and they were very tough defensively. Just a tough physical team. They got going downhill a little bit offensively as well. And we're able to move the chains a few times on us. And then we just had some guys that made plays when we needed. I don't think it was by any means like the cleanest game we could have played. We had a roughing the passer on a fourth down play that gave him a first down. We jumped off sides and gave him a first down on that long drive that they had in the first quarter. But, you know, our guys, when they needed to, they banded together and made the plays to get off the field. And when you can keep a good team like that to 0 points on the scoreboard, I guess you're doing something right, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can you mention maybe a lineman on defense or someone who really stood out?
Yeah, you know what? I would say, and I know we talked about it last week, but our D-line is just doing an incredible job running to the football. Christian McGarry and Damian Capone. And then we get Brady Nash in there at the nose. Ollie Ferreira was involved a little bit this week as well, getting back from an injury. And those guys got to the quarterback, and I thought they worked incredibly well together. You know, it was no one guy, but a lot of times you'll see him get flushed out, and that kid is a great quarterback. He moves around, he can extend plays and make plays downfield. And we kind of worked together as a unit, and they were able to get some pressure, get him out of the pocket, maintain leverage and not let them escape completely, and multiple guys were running and we got hats to the football. So that was I think the bright spot defensively for us.
It sounds to me like the kids have focus. Is there a point in the season historically, Coach, where you start to get into the doldrums where the kids, you know, we've done this over and over again and I'm not sure I want to do this today? Does that ever happen? Because it's a long season on the one hand, but it goes by so quickly on the other.
I mean, week by week and day by day, it goes by quickly, but football, it's different from a lot of other sports, you know, and I was lucky enough to be, you know, growing up a three-sport guy, and you play, I played baseball and basketball as well, and you kind of play those sports, and football, you get to play on game nights, but the work that you're putting in, it doesn't necessarily feel like a game most days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a job and certainly a grind. And I know I listened to you with Pat LaMusta yesterday after you posted that one up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about the third week of the season.
Mm-hmm.
or of September.
Yeah.
And when I heard him say that, it's nothing I've ever really thought of, but when I heard him say that, I was like, you know what, he's spot on. And I was just texting, you know, one of his assistants over there, Ted Flaherty. We were talking about the same thing, you know. You kind of hit this grind, and good teams have to be able to find a way to push through it. And I think great teams are able to win even when they're not perfect. And I think that's what Linfield was able to do over there at Ipswich the other night. And I think we were able to get out okay, even though we weren't as clean as we wanted to be on Friday night. But it's a grind. It's a lot of work, but our guys are up for it.
You know, when Pat said that, I hadn't thought of it either as a teacher, you know, year in and year out, month in and month out, and so on. And in a day-by-day thing, you just kind of push through it. But then if you sit back and reflect on it, you say, oh, yeah, this has been a grind, and I can see why the kids are losing, or whatever it might be. So that was a revelation to me, so thanks for confirming that for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that leads me to the next question. You know, high school coaches, you think, okay, you play Friday night, you guys have the weekend off, you get back at it on Monday, but that's not really the case. Tell me what your weekend is like, Pat. Excuse me, Colin.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of work. Friday night you get those night games going. You don't get home until very late, and then I usually spend my the wee hours of the morning intercutting the film so that it's ready for Saturday morning film breakdown with the guys when they get in. Mm-hmm. We usually open up at 8 and start our work by 9, and then get home in the early afternoon, maybe watch a little bit of college football, and really it's like as soon as you can, you get to work on next week's opponent. More of the same on Sundays, especially. I know we were talking about it earlier about, you know, whether or not I get to see the Patriots game. And I try to carve out a little bit of time to watch the Pats, but seeing NFL football on Sundays is really, usually it's background noise, when I get the laptop open, breaking down film. Cause the preparation does not stop, you know?
Yeah, and that's the amazing part of coaching, especially in high school, because I want to hold on a second. Let me regroup here. In terms of preparing now, there was a time before video and having all these games available now when high school coaches would have to send staff out to scout games. Do you do that now still, or is it primarily all digital?
It's pretty much all digital. I mean, when we had the week one bye this year, we were able to go out. We actually went and saw Linfield in Saugus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. You know, the only thing that I feel that you really get that's advantageous there is, and there's not really much you can do about it, but you get to see the size and the speed of players,
mm-hmm.
Which doesn't always show up on film. You can figure things out sometimes, but through relativity. But it's one of those things where I think in terms of seeing scheme and seeing what guys are doing, you can get what you need to get out of the film. And we philosophically as a program, just we like to worry about what we do. And we know that if we execute perfectly, you know, it's going to be really tough for people to stop us. And if we do what we're supposed to do defensively and we understand what sets they're going to run against us and how we should react in terms of our alignment and our scheme, we generally do a pretty good job on that side of the ball as well. So for us, it's less about worrying about other people, more about working to perfect us. And I think historically we've had some teams that I think we're always better in November than we are in September, you know, mm-hmm. And if you work it yourself and you have a solid plan week by week and you work at the same things throughout an entire season, if you're doing it with maximum effort, you really should get better. That's what we try to do.
Well, and the focus on self, on your own team, that's a common theme among coaches, and I love to hear that because it shows a real trust in your staff, yourself, and your kids as well. And that you know, the kids, they sense that. They pick up on that, of course.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Coach, let's talk about this week, Triton. Big game coming up. Triton down Newburyport over the weekend, so this is going to be a big one.
Yeah, they get it going down there. That's they're a different program than they've been, I think, in the last few years, and they've always been tough. You know, they have tough kids over there. I think the program is excited. You can see them kind of in a reawakening, so to speak. So we got to make sure that we're sharp. And again, you know, like we always say, it comes down to our execution, our discipline. And if we can play a clean game, we like our chances every week. But it all is whether or not we can have a great work day on Tuesday and Wednesday in preparation and a clean walkthrough on Thursday. And if we can do those things and understand assignment and tendencies, I think we got a pretty good chance. But they got some great players over there. The quarterback's putting up some great numbers and looks impressive on film. So we'll have our hands full for sure, but I think the guys will be up for the challenge.
All right, there's a home game on Friday night at 6:30, is that right?
That is correct.
All righty. That's in Amesbury. Colin, thank you so much. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks a bunch, Rick.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. That is Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.